Ready to go with God's Word this morning. Tough message. Not tough on me. I'm going to do it. But it's the kind of message they tell you, you can't preach that at church. I don't know why. But if you're going to have a growing church, you know, you always got to be real nice and say everything just perfect. Well, then I'm left out then, I guess. But I like to preach hard things. I like to be stronger when I leave than when I came. Y'all hear me or not? I like for God's Word to make a difference in my life. I've always liked it. It ain't fun, but I've always sort of enjoyed a tail kicking. You know what I'm saying? It makes me better. So that's what I'd like to do today. Not to berate you or put you down, but we're in a mess. Our country's in a mess. I don't know if you know it or not. You know, maybe you've been lulled to sleep. Go to sleep, go to sleep, go to sleep, little sucker. Mess. But it's not just, we're not just talking about our country. We're talking about the church. Christ in His Word, we are His bride. Say that out loud. We are His what? Bride. The church is the what of Christ? The what? Bride of Christ. And he calls the church, religion in the last days, a harlot. And he says a lot of other words. Okay? Basically, he says he sees us as his bride who's committing adultery, who's stepping out on him. The word adultery means mixing it up. You want me, he says, but you also want this. And you're mixing it up, pretending that we have a marriage and we don't. Got it? Yes or no? And he calls that mystery Babylon, the mother of harlots. And it's in Revelation, and we gave a whole message on it last week. And what I'd like to do, since it's the 4th of July, I'd like to have a little history lesson with you. And then I'd like to finish up by going back to the book of Revelation. Amen? So let's get ready, and here we go. We're going with the message. Last week, we saw the message in the series, number 6, this is number 7, called Trapped. Can you say that out loud? Trapped. In the end times, last days, people will be trapped. In Matthew, it talks about leaving your stuff in the field and fleeing to the mountains. Just run in the last days. Trapped. And the bottom line on that message was this. A message on Mystery Babylon. But if the church isn't teaching the truth, there's no what? There's no way out. There's no way out. There's a lot of teaching going on in the name of religion, in the name of even Christianity. But so much of it's not true. And it's not going to get any person out of here. We're going to be lost. Without Christ, and hell is going to be what's going to happen. And of course, the pain and suffering of the tribulation period is going to come. So this message was called Trapped. So now we're going to switch gears a bit. Y'all, you're still cool, all right? You all right? Because I'm fine. Here we go. Switch gears a little bit. Today's message. Here we go. There's our White House, Washington, D.C. Okay? We have a great heritage in this country. Say that out loud. We have a great what? We have a great heritage in this country. The title of my message today is Heritage or Heretic? Heritage or Heretic? And I want to go back to what we just celebrated on Thursday, July 4th, 1776. We were under the rule and the authority of Great Britain. They were the most powerful nation on the earth. And we made a decision. I didn't. I'm just a beneficiary of their decision. I didn't sign the Declaration of Independence. I wasn't killed like many of them were. I didn't lose all my houses, all my fortune, all my stuff. They did. And they signed a document. and made it public and heralded it everywhere will no longer be under your authority and your rule. We want to be free. All men were created equal. We've been endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights. And they laid down the gauntlet. Crazy. See, we look at it now, 248 years later, and we're all big and bad. Well, they could be smushed like a bug. And they did this. What a great heritage we have. Are y'all feeling it or not? One of the men that was a great man, I don't care what your modern history's lied to you. Nobody's perfect. It's funny, we sit now in our ivory tower and we criticize the people that formed this great nation. We're pathetic. We ain't got one George Washington nowhere in Washington. Period. They ain't one that we'd put our confidence in that could be a general and lead us in the Revolutionary War. Y'all hear me or not? So anyway, so we laid down the group laid down this gauntlet, and a lot of people think we were free in 1776. No, that's when the fighting started. That's when the big fight really got going. The Revolutionary War lasted about 7 years. Bloodshed. Men dead everywhere. The battle was lost numerous times. George Washington was shot multiple times. One Indian is recorded in history saying, "I shot him several times and I could not kill him. He thought he was a god." Of course, he wasn't. But George Washington said something. On August 20th, 1778, Washington writes to another general. His name is Thomas Nelson. How many have ever heard the name Thomas Nelson? Anybody? A lot of us don't know why we've heard that name. Well, it's Thomas Nelson Publishing Company. Thomas Nelson Publishing Company's been in business for about 300 years. More Bibles and religious material have been printed in the world through Thomas Nelson Publishing Company, the end of the company. Isn't it funny? Huh. Well, Washington is in the middle of this battle. Year two of the Revolutionary War. People dead all around him. Blood flowing. And what does George Washington write in his letter to Thomas Nelson? An excerpt. He says this: "The hand of providence." The word providence is the word God. Can you say that? The word providence is the word what? God. See, back in the day, they had a pretty good education back then. Their words were, they spoke better language than we speak. You would think with all the learning, with all the education, we'd be so much smarter than our founders. But the opposites happen. The more smart we think we are, the dumber we get. So, he said the hand of providence. That means God, but it means God in His sovereignty. Great word. So here, 1776 happens. 2 years into the battle. Bloodshed everywhere. People being killed left and right. They're fighting this battle and that battle. They're trying to succeed against unbelievable odds. And here's what he writes Thomas Nelson. He says, "The hand of providence has been so conspicuous in all of this." Now, if you ask a lot of people today, what's the word conspicuous mean? They couldn't even tell you what that word means. You know what the word conspicuous means? Plain English from a country boy. It means this: the hand of God has been so
visible, plain to see, plain as the nose on your what? Even a man who's blind could what? See it. Here he's got this battle, bodies everywhere, shot multiple times. And George Washington's writing this letter to the other general. He says, God's hand has been so visible in all of this. We're so spoiled today. Many of you and me as believers, listen, we complain, we whine, we let something bad. Where'd God go? I can't believe God left me. How many dead bodies been laying in front of you? How many times you been shot? We're a pathetic people. Y'all hear me or not? Did I make that very clear? No wonder our country's in decline. This is what we need. We can sing our songs. We can have the parades. I love all that. But guys, if we're going to have a heritage, it's going to take more than that. Got it? Yes or no? It's going to take this kind of stuff right here. So back it up one more time. George Washington on the battlefield, all hell coming against them. They've signed a decree that means every one of them are deader than a doornail if they catch them. They're fighting with everything they can. And he says to Thomas Nelson, another general, the hand of God has been so conspicuous, so visible, so plain that even a blind man could see it. And all of this, and all of the war and everything that we've been going through, God's hand is so plain to see that he must be worse than an infidel. That means a no good, non-believing heathen. That's what Washington said. If somebody can't see the hand of God in this battle and what we've done and what we're seeing, you got to be worse than an infidel that lacks faith and more wicked that has not, what's that word? Gratitude to acknowledge his obligation. That's our heritage. That's who we are. That's the truth. That's what this nation was founded upon. Y'all hear me? Yes or no? That is, does it even remotely look like that today? It's hard to see, guys. Last days, no wonder Jesus said, the church, religion in the last days will look like a harlot, will look like an adulterous wife. Wow. George Washington writing to the general, Thomas Nelson, he says this. He said, you know what? There'll be enough time for me to turn preacher when my present appointment ceases. Now, he wasn't the president then. He was the general. He didn't become president in 1776. He didn't even want the presidency. He became president in 1789, our first president. But really, what was in his heart? He wanted to be a preacher because he saw the hand of God in our founding of our country. And he saw it, guys, with dead bodies, young men, boys, that broke his heart all around him. And he could still see the hand of God. He could still see good. Don't we need that more, yes or no? Don't we need to be stronger, yes or no? Don't we need to be people of faith more? Yes or no? That's our heritage, man. That's who we are. So that's my message today. I'm not done. But heritage or heretic. Now that you know where I'm headed, what does the word heritage mean? It means something that's been transmitted by or acquired from a predecessor. Our heritage is what Washington said. That is who we are. Did y'all hear me? This is who we're supposed to be. That's our heritage. That God's hand has been upon this nation. That's our heritage. That it's been plain to see. And you know who's more accountable than George Washington? We are. You know why we're more accountable? Because George Washington said it when there were dead bodies everywhere. When there was blood, when there were bullets flying. He said it! Look at us. We have homes. We have cars. We have hospitals. We have education institutions. We have fast food restaurants. We have everything. And we're still not satisfied. And we are not grateful. That is a heretic. Did you hear me? Yes or no? This is who we're supposed to be. We have a heritage. And I'm just talking about our country with George Washington. But as a Christian, our heritage is Jesus Christ. That's my heritage. And the people who gave their life for the gospel, they were sawn into with saws, the Bible says, Christian preachers. They were burned to death. They were boiled in oil because of their belief in Jesus Christ. And you think you've got it hard? No, you're soft and you're weak and you're teetering on heretic. Wow. Y'all gonna run me off after this, ain't you? I told you, I'm 62. I don't give a hoot what I say now. I'd like to be stronger in my last days. You hear me? I want to challenge you. Yeah, praise the Lord. I want to be challenging. That's what I want. That's what I want. So, that's our heritage. It also, the word means tradition. Okay? So this is who we are. What's the word heretic mean? Heretic. 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 The word means a dissenter. Say that out loud. A what? A. It seems like that's where we are as a country now. Totally different. Up is down. Down is up. Left is right. Male and female ain't. Can't say it. It's they now. You're an idiot. You've dissented from normal basic understanding. Do you hear me or not? Say. God created male and female. Marriage is between a man and a woman. Who said so? God did. We're all created by God. In the first verse of the Bible, we didn't blow up. It wasn't a big bang. All of that is heresy. Y'all hear me or not? I got an audience. I don't know if you hear me or not. That's why I'm getting louder. Because I don't want you to leave here, if it's your last time here, thinking I didn't hear what he said. I don't think it'll be your last time because I think this is good stuff. I mean, it's not the same as singing a song and just, you know, let's having some hot dogs on the 4th of July. But I think 4th of July should be more than hot dogs. I think 4th of July should be a tail kicking. I think 4th of July should be awakening, a reawakening every year. Y'all hear me? This is what we need all across our country. Now, can fellowship do it all? We can't do it all. But if fellowship does its part, and tens of thousands of other churches do their part, we will make a difference in our country. Because we'll make a difference in our families. It's the truth, man. Good stuff. So, a dissenter from, and the definition from established religious dogma. I'm not a big guy on established. The definition is, I get it. But we've dissented from our biblical principles. We're disagreeing now with our Christian values. We are denying them. We even say they didn't exist. That's the new thing. It's just made up stuff. It's crazy. Rewriting history. And we have turned from that. That's what a heretic does. One that dissents from an accepted belief, or what's the word? Or what? Doctrine. Doctrine of God's word. So the message today is, what are we going to be? Are we going to be a people that has a heritage? And that's the direction we go. Or are we going to continue down the path that we're on and become all heretics? Y'all hear me? Yes or no? That's why 7,000 in the United Methodist Church just a few months ago broke away from the United Methodist Church in America. It was the largest split of a denomination in America since the Civil War. It was because people are starting to understand we have to take a stand. We have to believe God's Word. And either you're going to believe God's Word and we're with you, or if you don't believe God's Word, we are no longer with you. Because that is not our heritage. John Wesley was one of the greatest Methodists of all times. A great solid preacher of God's Word. Wesley would roll over in his grave. And so they said, no, we're going to make a decision. We do not want to be heretics. Did you hear me? And I applaud them for doing that. It ain't easy. Was it easy for Washington to do what Washington did? Amen. So what are we going to be? And we'll wrap this message up. It's going to go fast now. You made it through the storm. How many think I'm mad this week? He's mad. I ain't mad. I'm actually happy. I'm happy that I get the platform that I have to speak truth. I like that. That's a pretty good thing. I got it. Yay. I like it. So here we go. Let's look at this scripture. I'd like you to say the first three words with me pretty loud. Are you ready? If my... 2 Chronicles 7:14. Say it again if you don't mind, pretty loud. If my people... And one more time, just to get on your nerves. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray... God speaking, and seek my face, and turn from your wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive your sin, and I will heal your land. Isn't that a great scripture? And a lot of people say that's for Israel. That's for Israel. That ain't for us. Did you know what? Did you know what? The Bible's for me. How about you just pick and choose what little parts you want, okay? That's for me right there. There ain't a better verse in the Bible for America than that verse right there. That's what America needs right there. Half the church is half the problem, telling us what verse we shouldn't read. That's a great verse, man. But here we are, where we are. Are these the last days? I don't know. It's feeling like it. I know there's trouble, lots of trouble. In the last days, if the church isn't preaching the truth, there is no way out. And people will be trapped. And that's terrible. So I know that in the last days, we shouldn't be preaching heresy. We should go back to our heritage. And the church needs to stand on truth. So that's what this is about today. But it's also about last week's message on Mystery Babylon. And that's where we're headed right now. So what will it be? Will it be heritage? Look at it. Heritage. Or will it be heretic? Can I see that again, Raj? Will it be heritage? Or will it be what? Let that image sink in. Roger said, should I put that image up? He sent it to me. I said, Roger, I've never really told you how to do the messages. I don't. I write them. I let him put the graphics to it. He thought people might be offended when they see our White House like that in ruin. I said, no, Roger, you do what you feel. And then he wrote me back, you're just going to blame me anyway. Absolutely. It's all on Roger. You don't like the picture, go get him. Guys, in our world right now, with what's going on in Ukraine, with the marching on our, not just campuses, but other places in this country, with us turning our back, many, many turning their back on the nation of Israel, our one true ally in the Middle East. That's not very bright. With the war again in Ukraine, with us supplying weapons to Russia, to Ukraine to shoot deeper into Russia, with Putin having ships that are off of the coast of Florida down around Cuba and Key West and that area, with something happening I've not heard in my lifetime unless I missed it, I am hearing the word nuclear weapons more, nuclear weapons more. I'm hearing the word nuclear weapons from Putin. And they have, I think, 1,500 more nuclear weapons than we have. But there are other nations that have nuclear weapons that are not our friends. So could something like that, could we actually see something like that happen? Yes or no? Of course, I mean, we'd have said years ago, can you put the picture before that up? You know, that's just, guys, without heritage, this is la-la land. Without a heritage, without a God who we believe in and we trust, that is la-la land. If we continue on the path, as far as the church, as far as our beliefs, as far as our faith, as far as our education, as far as our, most of the colleges today, my daughter Elise went to Princeton University. Not as a student, she was there the other day in Princeton and actually did a wedding. My daughter. Because it was a dear, dear, dear person she loved and they wanted her to do the wedding. Princeton used to be a college that trained preachers. Harvard was a Christian university that trained pastors. Now they train anarchists. I hate to say it. I hate this. Not everybody. We've got a young man right out of our church that graduated from Harvard. Beautiful young man. I mean, this could be reality. Y'all hear me or not? I know it's ugly. They probably on Facebook already cut me off. Let's go fast. Here we go. What were symptoms of Mystery Babylon? When I say Mystery Babylon, you know really what that means now to me? It means what are the symptoms of religion and the church in the last days that have chosen heresy? Here they are. We looked at them last week real fast. Number one, pride. Pride. Religion, the church in the last days will be puffed up, proud. We don't need God. Number two, idolatry. Believing everything but the Bible. Teaching a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. Number three, covetousness. Religion in the last days will be about money and power and control. Does this sound remotely familiar? Number four, it will be about sorcery, the church in the last days, religion in the last days. What does that mean? That word, we discussed it last week. It means anytime you get your information about your faith and your beliefs from anywhere other than God's Word. Number five, adultery. Specifically with the church, the idea of that word in the last days, God uses that word about the church in the last days. The idea is that it means to mix it up. It means to mix it up. It means instead of being devoted to Christ, you know, well, we like him a little bit, but we also like this, 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 this. And so we mix it up and call ourselves Christians. That's heresy. Yes or no? And number seven, or six rather, murder, murder, murder. There are people, politicians, and even Christians going around the country promoting the killing of kids. That's horrible. You might not think a 7-month... My daughter is 8 months pregnant. She called me about 2 months ago and said, Dad, the baby is now viable. The baby is now viable. Because she knows how I worry. What does that mean? Y'all smarter than I am. When the baby's viable, that means if something were to happen, she could go to the hospital and there's a real good chance that the baby would what? Would survive, would live. Yeah, yeah. There are, I think, seven states that you can actually take the life of an unborn child up to 9 months. That's insane. We've left. Is that our heritage? Is that our heritage? That's crazy. What are we doing? Said in the last days there'll be murder. But there'll also be murder with our mouth. I'm just talking about the way we slander, the way we hurt, the way we hurt people. The Bible talks about that. That our tongue is an unruly evil full of deadly poison. Wow. I know I talk rough, but I hope you know that I do love you. Did you know it takes a little bit of love to give a message like this? Y'all know that or not? You know Mama didn't let me buy with stuff. She never said much that she loved me. I don't remember saying, I love you, Gary. I remember this. I'll beat your tail. How many were like me and had a parent like that? The kids are looking at him right now over there. But you know what Mama said? I said, but Mama, Brucey did it too. And she'd say this, Brucey don't belong to me. Mama told me she loved me by being tough on me, by doing the hard things, by being the kind of parent when other parents are soft and weak. Mama kept me out of prison. Amen. It's the kind of mama I had. So I want to be that kind of preacher sometimes that helps you not become a heretic. Amen. Let's finish the message. We're done. Here we go. There's one way to come out of Mystery Babylon or this last day's church or the last day's religion that is a harlot that he sees as an adulterous wife. He says one strong command in the book of Revelation. There's one way that we can come back from being a heretic or teetering towards heresy back to our heritage. Here's the answer. It's a straightforward answer. Say it with me out loud. Come out of her. God will not tolerate us mixing it up and thinking we have a relationship with him. Y'all hear me or not? Say. Look at the scripture. I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her. And would you say those next two words? Uh-oh. Say it again. One more time. I heard that somewhere. I heard that back in where? 2 Chronicles where? 7:14, which they says don't belong to me. I don't think so. I think I connected a dot in the Bible. Got it? If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then I'll hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins and I will heal their land. Look at what it says in Revelation. I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people. My people, come out of her, that you be not partakers of her sins, and you do not receive her plagues. That is the call to the church today. Y'all hear me or not? Are y'all cool? Y'all listening? So how do I do it? It's not hard. Did you know my mama had a godly heritage? My mother who was the drunk. Yeah, my mother who ran around on my daddy. Her mother's name was Beulah. My grandmother. She died when I was like 8. She loved the Lord. You'd never know it at my house. Based on my mama. At the Clark house, you'd think we didn't like the Lord at all growing up. That was not my mother's heritage. It doesn't take very long, guys, to go from heritage to heretic. Did y'all hear me or not? But here's the good news. Here's the good news. It doesn't take very long to go from heretic to heritage. It doesn't take very long, guys. This could happen. This could happen. This could happen. This can happen. And you'll see why. Why? No, we're screwed, man. It's over. We can't make it. It's done. We're done. No. Sorry for my language. It gets salty at times. How can it not be when I'm talking about this subject? How do you do it? How did Mama do it? Mama was drunk. Mama's life was shot. Thank God a man didn't forget his heritage. Billy Graham. He didn't forget his heritage. And he preached the word, and Mama was sitting there drunk, and God's word got in my mother's heart. We went to church. She got saved. That very day she came home, never drank another drop. Wow, that was quick. And then she started reading God's word and putting it on the coffee table for me to see and sticking it on the fridge and writing it on a chalkboard in the kitchen. Wow. And her son, Hellraiser, became a preacher. That's how quick. And now his kids are serving the Lord. None of us are perfect. But we're our family. We're changed. How did it happen? Wow, this is craziness. Well, look how it happens right here. How do I go from heretic to heritage? Here we go. Say them out loud. Number one, return to the one true God and His only Son. Period. Well, what about the other religions? Dead ends, lies. You're too mean. Do you want to come back or not? What's the Bible say? There is one God and one mediator between God and men. Say it with me. The man, Christ Jesus. Period. Now, if you don't want to believe the Bible, then that's on you not to believe the Bible. If you don't believe the Bible, then you're a heretic. Okay? But don't come in here and try to get me to not believe the Bible like you don't believe the Bible. Got it? Say. Because that ain't my heritage no more. My heritage is this now, not that picture. Give me that. That's my heritage. Number two, how do you go from heretic back to heritage? Say this one out loud. Number two, return, help me, to the only true, pure Word of God. You don't believe that Bible, do you? Well, that's what the heretic says. The one with the heritage says, heaven and earth will pass away, but Jesus' words will not pass away. See the difference between heritage and heretic or not? Is that too hard? Number three, return, said out loud, to what? Holiness. Now, what do I mean? I want you to see this. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. It does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when He shall appear, we'll be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. Now look at that next verse. We're all sinners. We all face sin. We all struggle. There's no doubt about it. You want to start to be able to have more victory in your life and then listen to verse 1 or verse 2. Put your faith in Him. Believe Him. Know that one day you will be like Him and you'll be with Him. And look at that verse 3. Say it with me. And every man or woman, say it with me, that has this what? Hope, this confidence in Him, that's Jesus, does what? Purifies himself even as He is what? Being holy ain't you having a list of rules where you're better than me. Being holy is where you're looking more and more and more and more for Jesus. You're looking more and more and more for His return. Every day you're wanting a little more of Him in your life. That is our pursuit of holiness. It's our pursuit of Him. Amen? It's not a, I'm better than you. Okay? Number 4. How do I go from heretic to heritage? How do I go from mystery Babylon to back to the bride of Christ, the pure bride of Christ? Number 4. Say it out loud with me, please. Return to God's what? Authority over your what? Over your life. God, I want you in my life. I don't want to be like I am. I don't want the past that I've had. I want to walk a different way. One of my buddies is Brian Weed, and he's very private. Don't want me calling him out. But I've been working with Brian. You know that, right? Counseling a little bit from here to there. I sort of disguise it as eating together. But I've been proud of you and on the walk that you're on. You hear me? And the change. And with that change is coming strength. Is that true? Doesn't mean everything's all better overnight. But this is a good path to be on, guys. God's authority in my life. I want to do it your way. Look at the scripture. Be wise now, therefore, O kings. Be instructed, you judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with what? Fear, reverence, awe. Rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest He be angry and you perish from the way when His wrath is kindled but just a little. Blessed are those that put their trust in who? Him. Desire His authority in your life. Did you hear me, yes or no? Did you know Mama? Mama told me, she said, son, I still want to drink. She said that to me. I love the way it tastes. She did. But for her, it was bad. It was bad. And not everybody has the same situation my mama has. I get that. But you know what Mama did? She desired God's authority in her life more than her own passions. Beautiful. If Mama can do it, you can do it. Say that out loud. If Mama can do it, you can do it, girl. There you go. Last one, number 5, return to what? Righteousness. Now, what is that? What is that? Sounds like holiness, a little bit different. But thou, O man of God or woman of God, flee these things. Follow after righteousness. The word righteousness means follow after doing the right thing. You want to go from heresy back to heritage? Start doing the right thing. Godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Oh, say verse 12 with me. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto you've been called, and you professed a good profession before many witnesses. That's our message. I'm done. Mystery Babylon, the mother of harlots. Heresy. One strong command in the book of Revelation in the last days. Come out of her. Say that out loud with me, please. And do what? Return to the one true God and His only Son, Jesus Christ. The church needs to be preaching this. This is what the church in the last days needs to be preaching. He's the only way out. He's the only way out. He's the only way out. What happens in the last days? What should our message be? He's the only way out. Y'all hear me or not? Do I sound like a lunatic? Clark, you've been drinking the Kool-Aid. He said that I'm supposed to actually drink His blood. And that sounded crazy during the day, didn't it? We're fixing to have communion. We're really to believe when we have communion that He really did shed His blood and He died on a cross. And that washes away all our sins. That's called heritage. Anything else is heretic. Y'all hear me? Yes or no? Is He the only way? Say this verse with me and see what you can figure out. Jesus said unto him, say it with me, I am the way, I am, and I am. Is He the only way out? Keep reading. No man comes unto the... What do you think? Let's thank the Lord for the word. I'm done. Amen. Good stuff.